that you get settled into your seat, I invite you to prepare your heart for a moment of prayer as we go before the Lord in this very, very special way. Most gracious and almighty God, most humble and loving God, Jesus the Christ, we come to you this morning with our hearts open wide as family meets together, as visitors come, as we all together kneel at your feet and worship you. How we thank you. We know so little of what is happening in this sanctuary this morning, because our hearts and our minds are filled with so many experiences and so many fears and so many joys, and yet you know them all. And you are as a mother hen to us, nurturing and guiding and loving and giving us the strength that we need, giving us the courage we need to just be who we are, to be authentically ourselves, because that is who you have made us to be. And God, we ask you to forgive us when we try to put on airs and pretend that we are more or different than what we are. Show us. Show us how to just listen to you, so that we might know that whether we are on the mountain or whether we are down in the valley, that all is well, that you are with us. Lord, we pray, as we always do, as we keep in our hearts, we pray for all those people on our prayer list and all those in our hearts that are struggling, that are experiencing grief and losing one that they love, that are experiencing disease or fear or trouble in paying bills or addiction, or so many different things going on in our families and our lives, and we just give it all to you. We give it all to you knowing that you have promised us that you will never leave us. And we believe you, because that voice from heaven told us, this is my son, believe what he says. Lord, we ask your blessing on this world that you created, that you inhabited with humanity. You never promised us it was going to be a rose garden. You never promised us that your will would be done just as the natural course of things. Because we're human and we get it so wrong. But there is a place where we can all come together knowing that you are there. There is a place where we can decide to care about each other. Instead of saying bad things, we can lift up and encourage. We don't have control over the whole world, but we have control over our world. And when you have control over us, that makes all the difference. So bless us and heal us all over the globe. Show us your way. Show us your mystery. Show us your love. Thank you, Lord. As we continue to worship here together, we pray that you would just open our hearts up to you so that we would know you in a brand new way as we leave this place. So that we would be equipped and prepared to be your child in this world. We thank you, Father. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, who gave it all and who taught us to pray so very long ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,